When you settle down to read, do you open a book or turn to your tablet or your smartphone? Both forms have their partisans, not unlike people who debate the virtues of cats and dogs. Olivia and Ethan in Sex with Strangers, which is about to open at the Cincinnati Playhouse, find themselves at opposite ends of this spectrum. He is a notorious blogger with a huge following, while Olivia is a serious writer and teacher whose novel a decade earlier was largely ignored. He's 27, she's closing in on 40. That's a sizable gap between Gen X and Gen Y. They find themselves trapped in a bed and breakfast during a Michigan snowstorm, and almost immediately they're disdainful of one another. But that doesn't last long. Well, there is sex in this tale, that is the title, but that's really not what it's all about. Here to talk about this intriguing and in-the-moment play is director K.J. Sanchez. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks so much for having me. It's good to be back. And what a fantastic introduction to the play.
Well, thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Well, I've read it, and that there's proof. So, despite their very quick physical chemistry, Olivia and Ethan initially seem an unlikely pair. So where do you think they find common ground?
I think they find common ground when they start to talk about their work. Even though Ethan is a blogger, he aspires to be as good of a novelist as Olivia is. And as soon as they start to talk about the writers they love, as soon as they start to fight with each other and tease each other and question each other's moral integrity and intellect and ambition and needs, they quickly discover that they, in so many ways, are actually a perfect couple. And then the given circumstances is the challenge. Their age, their experiences, and most importantly, how the public sees their work.
I was struck that they both want to be taken seriously, but they really have come at it from very different directions.
Absolutely. So. And the great thing about relationships is we learn and grow from the people we love.
They are real people, though. It's interesting because, you know, it would be easy to fall into sort of caricatures with these roles. And they are really brought to life by this playwright.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The writing in this play is so sophisticated and so sneaky smart. You know, so many new plays, you spend a lot of rehearsal time filling in the gaps. Well, why is she doing this? Why is he doing that? And it's all there in the text. It's such a smart, really well-constructed play.
Let's talk for a minute about Laura Eason, who is the playwright. She seems to really have a flair for this very contemporary kind of storytelling. She's really tuned into contemporary issues, and she really gets at them with this real believable dialogue. Tell us a little bit more about her.
Yeah, and she really lives in between the characters of Ethan and Olivia. I've known her for a long time. She started as an actress and worked a lot in Chicago with Looking Glass, which is a very physical theater, a lot of circus work and that sort of thing. Her writing, though, is so grounded in realism. It's really, really honest, and her dialogue just has such spark and flair. And not only is she known as an exceptional playwright, she's also a writer for House of Cards. And you can see, like, the sophistication of her work moves between those mediums so well. So she's the perfect person to handle this question of mass popular contemporary mediums versus good old-fashioned sit down away from the world and write the book that you want to write.
These two characters, Olivia and Ethan, as I said, sort of seem at first like, oh, I know this type and I know that type. She seems a little weak and inhibited at first, and he's certainly digitally obsessed. He has the smartphone in his hand much of the time, even though they're there in a snowstorm and things aren't working very well, and oh my gosh, is he frustrated. But before long, as you said, they're really trading very literate barbs and philosophical punches with one another. It really makes for a fascinating interplay.
It really does. And I don't want to give any spoilers out, but things flip, turn on their head completely by the end of this play. It's really surprising.
They do. So this play is very dependent upon finding the right actors to play these roles. What did you look for in the actors when you were casting?
In New York, we auditioned a lot of actors before we found Nick Carrier and Nancy LeMenager. And as soon as they walked in, I knew they were the right people. And what I was looking for with Olivia is I was looking for a woman who obviously has a fierce intelligence, a really dry and sparkling and effervescent wit. Somebody who is the kind of person who would sequester themselves to write a book, but isn't prudish. You know, and so many actors came in making simple choices. Oh, if she has sort of taken herself out of the game, both games relationship-wise and writing, then she must be prudish or she must be shy in a certain way. But Olivia actually doesn't find his, the title Sex with Strangers comes from the fact that Ethan Kane, who goes by the pen name Ethan Strange, his blog is all about for a year, he would go out once a week and win a woman over just by his ability to talk and have sex with strangers once a week for an entire year. So she doesn't actually find it repulsive. She finds it morally questionable. And so she needed to be very sophisticated emotionally. He needed to both be walk in really cocky, really confident, really fearless, but he also had to be vulnerable. You had to see his humanity, particularly at the end, and you have to see how this affects him to his core. So I needed really, really sophisticated, complicated actors with a lot of experience who were really fearless and also really sexy. And I definitely found that.
That is important. Do you think of this play, I mean, it could be portrayed as a light comedy. It could also be portrayed, I think, because many of the issues that are being wrestled with is something that's really important. Where do you put it on that spectrum?
Yeah, we have both. So the play really looks like an EKG of somebody who is close to having a heart attack and then calms down for a little while and then has another heart attack. It's all over the place. And that's what makes it so true to life is it's funny and it really hurts at certain times and they really are exposed. And it's also something we can all see ourselves in. And it's also far enough away from us to entertain us and entice us.
It also deals, I think, with issues that affect all of us and that we think about, the fate of publishing, the role that social media plays in our lives, issues of privacy and intimacy and gender to some extent are all part of the conversation.
Absolutely.
Here.
And trust.
Yes.
Do you trust yourself? Do you trust your own ambitions? Which Olivia really starts to question what she's willing to do once she starts to gain some success. And most importantly, how do you trust a person that you're very quickly falling in love with?
It's a very interesting thing. And those of you who are interested in finding how all these issues play out will want to head to the Cincinnati Playhouse in the weeks ahead. Sex with Strangers is currently in previews. It opens for its full run on Thursday at the Playhouse in the Park's Shelterhouse Theater. It continues through October 25th. For more information, follow the link you'll find at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I've been talking with KJ Sanchez, associate artist at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, about her production of Laura Eason's Sex with Strangers. It's been great to talk with you.
It was a pleasure to be here, as always.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.